A 34-year-old Ugandan-born Muslim has become mayor of New York City. Zohran Mamdani, a democratic socialist who spent his formative years recording rap videos and playing cricket before entering politics, is also the youngest mayor of the largest city in the United States in over a century. It's been a good night for the Democrats, with wins for the party in races to become governor of Virginia and New Jersey. Californians have also voted to redraw the state's congressional districts to favour the Democrats ahead of elections next year. But the main focus has been on New York, where the unlikeliest of candidates has become mayor. We'll get some analysis from our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, shortly. But Sean was at the Mamdani victory rally in New York City last night and sent us this report.
The sun may have set over our city this evening. But as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. For as long as we can remember, the working people of New York have been told by the wealthy and the well-connected that power does not belong in their hands. Fingers bruised from lifting boxes on the warehouse floor, palms calloused from delivery bike handlebars, knuckles scarred with kitchen burns. These are not hands that have been allowed to hold power. And yet, over the last 12 months, you have dared to reach for something greater. Tonight, against all odds, we have grasped it. The future is in our hands. My friends, we have toppled a political dynasty.
There was no sentiment for his opponent, Andrew Cuomo, the former governor and son of a governor. Instead, Zohran Mamdani spoke of his own unconventional nature as a candidate and offered his thoughts on how the Democratic Party should present itself to win nationally.
I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this. And yet, if tonight teaches us anything, it is that convention has held us back. We have bowed at the altar of caution and we have paid a mighty price. Too many working people cannot recognize themselves in our party. And too many among us have turned to the right for answers to why they've been left behind. We will leave mediocrity in our past. No longer will we have to open a history book for proof that Democrats can dare to be great.
And there were some direct messages to President Trump.
So hear me, President Trump, when I say this. To get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us. When we enter City Hall in 58 days, expectations will be high. We will meet them. New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
His supporters in the hall naturally delighted.
I could not feel more excited. I and thousands of other Jews for Zohran have worked so hard to make this vision real.
My name is Gustavo Gordillo. I'm one of the co-chairs of the New York City Democratic Socialists of America.
No doubt you're happy that a Democratic Socialist has won mayor's election tonight.
Yeah, it's a new era for us. This is a high point of the Democratic Socialist movement in the United States.
And we were so excited about your new president as well.
Oh my God, it's fantastic. It's my dream come true.
They partied late into the night in Brooklyn, celebrating a famous victory won against the odds. Now for the hard part.
That was the Zohan Mamdani victory rally in New York City last night. And I spoke to Sean Whelan a short time ago, and he told me more about New York's new mayor and how he won this election.
Well, as he said there in the package, he's young. He's 34 years of age, which is very, very young to be in this job, because the mayor of New York is one of the most powerful political jobs in America. And it's certainly one of the three, four, maybe five most powerful municipal jobs on planet Earth. He's running a city of 8 million people. It has a budget of $111 billion. That's with a B. 35,000 New York cops on the payroll there. And he's had a little bit of issue with the police about, you know, not quite defunding them, but certainly taking law enforcement in the city in a different direction, different to what his opponents were saying, more conventional, more law and order style. He's a Muslim as well, and he is a Democratic Socialist, part of the Democratic Socialist of America movement, which is involved in the Democratic Party and is on the left wing of the Democratic Party. And he has won and won big in the capital city of capitalism, after all, Wall Street, one of those districts that he is the mayor for right now. So he's, you know, conventional wisdom said he couldn't win it when he went for the primaries back in June of this year. All of the opinion polls except one said, no, he's not going to win. He's going to lose to Andrew Cuomo. And he turned the tables, defeated Cuomo in the primary and then defeated him again this evening.
And he built a campaign, Sean, around bread and butter issues, really, wasn't it? He talked about making life more affordable for New Yorkers, things like universal childcare, free buses, city-owned grocery stores, and a rent freeze on apartments. All of that now means that New Yorkers, I suppose, have exceptionally high expectations as he takes office.
Sure, they absolutely do have high expectations. And I talked to one voter earlier in the day. He said, look, I'm voting for this guy. I don't think he's going to be able to get through most of his agenda. But you know what? I like the fact that he's thinking big and moving us in a certain direction and thinking further down the line rather than today and next week, which is the way most politicians in New York tend to think, according to this individual. Yes, it's a challenging agenda. Mamdani says he's up for it. We'll have to see what kind of backing he gets, particularly from the people that he wants to stick the bill on, which is the billionaire class in New York. It's all well and good promising people free this, that and the other, but it still has to be paid for at the end of the day, and somebody has to pay for it. A lot of the billionaires and millionaires were putting their money behind Andrew Cuomo, somebody they knew, a Democrat, but, you know, a much more conservative sort of Democrat figure. They have been ousted by people power, essentially. This is a case where the people have revolted, and they've revolted against the affordability crisis that's hit New York and really everywhere in the United States, which is what makes this particular town hall election of national importance, because he is setting down a political marker here and saying if the people turn against the rich guys and the conventional politics, then maybe we can start to make changes in real people's lives. Because don't forget, Donald Trump promised that he was going to cut down grocery bills and make life more affordable as well. Hasn't quite worked out that way.
And speaking of Donald Trump, Sean, he posted on his Truth Social platform last night the sort of cryptic words, "and so it begins." I mean, how is he going to respond to Zohan Mamdani's victory?
Well, he's added him, as you'd expect, to his enemies list. I mean, in many ways, it's a great punchbag for Donald Trump to have. Here's somebody that he can point to and say, as he's already said for several months now, this guy's a communist, he's going to undermine the city of New York, et cetera, and use him as a kind of a poster figure to try and whip his own supporters back into the Republican fold and make sure that his electoral base is solid and tight going into next year's midterm elections, because in midterm elections, the ruling party tends to lose particularly control of the lower house, the House of Representatives. It's on a knife edge at the moment. They've got just 5-seat majority there. And the results, partially from New York, but more particularly from the two states where there were governor and state house elections, that's Virginia and New Jersey, they were both won by Democrat candidates. They've done very, very well tonight in New Jersey and Virginia, and also winning a referendum that's looking ahead to next year's elections in California. So it's been a very good night overall for the Democrat Party. Now the Republicans are going to have to respond to real electoral information, not just opinion polling, about the mood in the nation.
That was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, speaking to me a short time ago. And we'll have more on that story after 8 o'clock this morning. The time is 7:24.